Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We got a little preview this morning of the job situation in this country. A private employment report showed fewer jobs than expected added last month, 212,000 in the private sector. That comes as we wait for Friday's jobs report from the Labor Department, and it's going to be a very different kind of report than the ones we were getting just a few years ago when hundreds of thousands of people were losing their jobs each month. Back in 2009, Congress authorized $1.5 billion aimed at keeping rising unemployment from sparking homelessness by putting homeless people into apartments. Now, that program is over, but rehousing, as it's called, caught on across the country, and some homeless advocates question its effectiveness. From Here and Now contributor WAMU in Washington, D.C., Jacob Fenston reports.
About 250 homeless families are housed in Washington, D.C.'s largest family shelter, D.C. General. Three times that many are living in apartments like this one.
Hi, are you Monique?
Yes.
Hi,
I'm
Jacob.
Monique Chandler lives in this two-bedroom apartment with her three-year-old son.
Come here. You want to play with your truck?
Right now, her only income is from welfare payments. She pays 40% of that income toward rent. The city's rapid rehousing program pays the rest.
Okay, so my resume is summary of qualifications, seeking a challenging administrative secretarial career.
For most of her adult life, Chandler has paid her own way. For 14 years, she was an administrative assistant at the Washington Post, but in 2013, she was laid off as the company downsized. Soon, she didn't have a place to stay.
It was very devastating to go to the programs and hear me called homeless family. You know, I beat myself up a lot. Because, you know, I'm not working, I'm a mother, and I can't provide for my son. I don't have a place for him.
For 11 months, Chandler and her son were in emergency shelter put up by the city in a motel. Last fall, she was offered an apartment through rapid rehousing. It was good news. She'd get her own place again, but the rent subsidy would run out in a year. Then she'd be expected to pay the full market rate rent herself, $1,500 a month.
And I'm just like, okay, well, I'm looking ahead of the 12-month period that they help you out. I'm looking, okay, well, what if after the 12 months I'm not working? You know, what am I going to do?
The idea is really to say to families, you can do it. We can help you. How can we help you?
Kelly Sweeney McShane runs Community of Hope. It's the organization that, funded by the city, placed Chandler in the apartment. She says rapid rehousing represents a shift in thinking about homelessness.
Historically, we've provided shelter to keep families safe. And then there's also been long-term rental vouchers and long-term supportive services, which are really important.
But that long-term help is also expensive. Rapid rehousing is a way to help more people more quickly.
Sort of spread your dollars a little farther.
Rapid rehousing may not be the right answer for everyone, but it could be for the majority of D.C.'s homeless families, about 80%, according to needs assessments conducted when families enter shelter. Sweeney McShane says for families who try it, rapid rehousing is working.
We have certainly found with the families that we work with, 87% of the families have not returned to shelter after 2 years of their assistance ending.
But critics say the city is relying too much on the program.
You really just have to look at the math.
Patty Fougere is with the Washington Legal Clinic for the Homeless. She says for many people getting by on welfare or disability assistance,
at the end of the district subsidy of their rent, you know, there's just no way that they're going to be able to maintain based on that very limited income that they have.
Fougere says the program's high success rate doesn't tell the full story, since it's based not on the number of people who stay in their apartments, but on the number who don't show up at shelters again.
Success could mean that a family is doubled up again, that a family is couch surfing, that a parent is back with an abusive partner, but they're successful because they haven't come back into shelter.
I'm really not sure where I'm going to go.
Dominique Foster has been in rapid rehousing for about a year. The rent subsidy will end this month or next. Then she says she won't be able to afford the $1,900 a month for the four-bedroom townhouse where she lives with her four kids.
I just have to probably try to find a one-bedroom or something and still be able to afford that. It won't be enough room, but they'll have a head of, you know, a roof over their head.
And with your income now, do you think you can afford a one-bedroom?
No, not at all.
At the heart of the homelessness problem in the District of Columbia are the high cost of housing and the high unemployment rate. That rate for single parents in D.C. is above 20%. Kate Coventry is an analyst with the D.C. Fiscal Policy Institute. She says to afford market rent, a single mom making minimum wage would have to work 3 full-time jobs, more than 120 hours a week.
The district lost half of its affordable housing between 2000 and 2010. So our wages have not kept pace with that loss of affordable housing and that increase in housing costs.
This year, the district has budgeted enough money to add 300 families to rapid rehousing, to a total of 1,100. But the problem is finding that many affordable units.
Well, we don't believe it's an impossible problem to solve. Let's start there.
Last month, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser announced the city would hire 4 new housing navigators to help homeless families find those units. Homeless advocates say it's a good start. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob Fenston in Washington.